Well, several weeks ago, we began a series of sermons about the resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ. We've been through several of them, actually the first seven appearances of his life after death. We talked about how Mary Magdalene was the first to see the resurrected Christ and speak to him, and how significant it was that it was a woman, and a woman of some serious background problems that had been overcome, to whom he first showed himself. And then secondarily, to the women who gathered in the garden as well, Mary and Mary and Mary and Joanna, the others. Mary was a pretty common name at that time and still is. And then after that, to two disciples on the road to Emmaus at the same time, or virtually the same time, to Peter in Jerusalem. And then the 10 disciples in the upper room. Then the 11 disciples, minus Judas, of course, that he met with as well. And then on the Sea of Galilee, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, to the 7 disciples, John and Peter and Andrew and James, several others as well. Thomas was there at that time. So let's pick it up where we left off. The 8th appearance of Jesus Christ. Again, why is this important? We'll cover that more in detail as we get to the close of today's sermon. To the 11 disciples on a mountain in Galilee. Remember, he told Mary Magdalene at the very first appearance, go tell my friends, my disciples, that I'll meet them in Galilee. Now, he met them several times prior to that, but this is where the major training and teaching would take place prior to his leaving for heaven. Matthew chapter 28 is where we'll pick it up, where Christ appears in his resurrected state to the 11 disciples. Now, I would assume that this location was some place that they had often met and talked, where Christ would discuss things with them and teach them various principles. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 28. Remember, we had already read back in verse 11, after Christ's resurrection, maybe go back to verse 10, Jesus told them, this is the group of women, do not be afraid, go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So the major teaching would be done in Galilee. Verse 11, while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. The angels, the lightning, the stone being rolled away, the fear, the terror. Verse 12, when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave them a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. Self-condemnation, which certainly was not true. Verse 14, if this comes to the governor's ears, we'll appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed, saying, this is commonly reported today among the Jews. So a lie, but one that was stolen. So then verse 16 comes up. And the 11 disciples. Now again, Matthew doesn't cover other of the appearances of Christ in between here. But the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. This was after Christ had appeared to them several times in the upper room, as we've already read. But the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. So he either told them where to meet him, or it was their common meeting spot where they often would have been meeting together for discussion and for instruction. So 11 of the disciples. Verse 17, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. Now again, Matthew truncates this whole story into quite a small little bit. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Some are still trying to figure this out. Now, is he talking about this specific event, or is he talking about Christ's resurrection in general? That some are still trying to sort it out. So Jesus spoke to them at that point, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So now that he had successfully carried out his mission, he had complete and total authority over all things heaven and earth. And it would only be a matter of time before Satan the devil would now be replaced. He was already disqualified, his successor already qualified, and now time would go by before he was actually replaced. So verse 19, the great commission given to the disciples and to the church by extension, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he would be with them through the power